I would hope that we would understand, my friends, that life is not 24 and Jack Bauer.
That's Arizona Senator John McCain. He has been tortured as a prisoner of war in Vietnam. And at last week's debate, McCain attacked Romney for refusing to say outright that the interrogation technique of controlled drowning, known as waterboarding, is torture.
Well, Governor, I'm astonished that you haven't found out what waterboarding is.
I know what waterboarding is, Senator.
Then I'm astonished that you would think such a torture would be inflicted on anyone in our who we are held captive, and anyone could believe that that's not torture.
In a speech the next day, McCain pointed out that Japanese soldiers in World War II were hanged for inflicting various forms of torture on American prisoners, including waterboarding. Like Romney, New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani has refused to explicitly rule out waterboarding. Giuliani has emphasized his strong stance on national security throughout the campaign, and in an interview last month with Bloomberg TV, he said, intensive questioning works.
If I didn't use intensive questioning, there'd be a lot of mafia guys running around New York right now, and crime would be a lot higher in New York than it is. Intensive questioning has to be used. Torture should not be used. The line between the two is a difficult one.
Giuliani has mocked the idea that sleep deprivation is torture, saying, on that theory, I'm getting tortured running for president of the United States. The U.S. Army Field Manual classifies sustained sleep deprivation as a form of mental torture. Since 9/11, the Bush administration has struggled with these questions in Iraq, Guantanamo Bay, and overseas CIA prisons. Attorney General Michael Mukasey almost was not confirmed based on his refusal to classify waterboarding as torture. When Huckabee was asked yesterday whether he thinks waterboarding is illegal, he said, yes, I do.
What we don't get is reliable information. What we do get is a very challenged soldier who has participated in something that goes against not only his or her own moral code, but against our own sense of justice in this country.
The Democrats running for president are much more uniform in their condemnation of harsh interrogations, and the leading Democratic candidates have indicated that depending on whom the Republican nominee is, torture may well be an issue in the general election.